Alrighty, good morning, 62 degrees here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Amy Dollar, who's brought some guests along. So, Amy, who do we have here with us?
We have part of the Dalton Defenders group here today. We have Billy Kolb and Richard Elliott here. They are officers of the Dalton Defender group.
Excellent. So I know it's hard to believe that it's already almost it's getting close, you know. It's October is going to be here before we know it. So what do you guys have for us here today?
Man, we got a lot of new stuff going on this year. We got about 40 street vendors. We got everything from ceramics and we have natural pain relief products coming. We got people selling windows, tourism packages coming. Beaded jewelry, ink pens, everything. So we got a lot of different stuff coming this year. Plus, we got about 10 street vendors or food vendors.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. You know, last year was my first Dalton Defenders Days, and it was great. You know, lots of good food. But this sounds like it's going to be even bigger and better. And I know we've been trying to put out the call to get folks to contact, you know, if they are interested in being a vendor. Are there any more spots available, do you know, for vendors?
Yeah, we still have... we could probably put another 15, 20 more street vendors, as long as they don't need electricity. We're running out of electricity on the spots, but, you know, it's $25 a setup, so it's not real expensive for us, so.
That is not bad at all, you know, get your name out there, especially a lot of these little mom-and-pop, you know, side hustle businesses that are so popular these days, you know, that can be a really a lot of fun. So what else do people need to know about Dalton Defenders Days as we get closer?
Well, starting October 1st, we have the Lost Loot Clues coming out on our Facebook page along with the Chamber Facebook page. You know, you got to have a button. You can go down to the Chamber and pick one up for $5. But if you find the Lost Loot bag, you win $500. But if you don't have the badge, you only win $25.
That's all the reason I need, you know, to be able to get that badge there.
But the clues will be at 9 o'clock every day until they find something. So
that is great. No, that's super exciting.
Yeah. Then we also got a new our first annual cornhole tournament starting at 10:45 on Saturday the 7th. So if you want to be, it's $50 a team, and we've got several boards, but if you have boards and you want to play, we'd appreciate if you bring the legal board sizes in, not just a little foot and a half, 2 footers, but, and then we got the huge car show going also in the big parking lot south of the square, starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Excellent. What about, of course, the reenactment? That's the big draw.
Yeah, we got a big reenactment on Friday night. It starts at 6:30, and then we got 3 on Saturdays.
That is great. No, that's super fun. I know people enjoy that. And I mean, we've had folks come all the way last year from France to check this out. I mean, because it's a big deal over there.
And so. We even let them be in it. And this year we got a young man that wrote a book about Frank Dalton. He's coming over and going to sell some books. You can pick it up on Amazon, of course. But he said nobody ever really talks about Frank. And so, Frank was their older brother that rode with Judge Parker out of Arkansas.
Sure. Oh, no, that is great.
Yeah. Plus, we're raising the colors this year by the Defenders. We're just trying to change it up a little bit. And, you know, our goal is just to preserve what happened that day and to just make it bigger and better. Next year, we're already talking about making it a big barbecue cook-off next year and just adding things, new things every year, so...
So, Billy and Richard, how long have you guys been involved in this?
Go ahead, Richard.
This is my third year back. I done it over 10 years previous years back. So, I have run the Dalton Days before as president. And so, I stepped up and trying to help out again this year.
And this is my fifth year, I think it is. Of course, we had the year of COVID, so we didn't do it that year. But this is... We just took over back in February or March as the president and vice president, so we're just trying to get new things out and try to change it up a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's great, and that's a good thing is trying to, you know, add some new events, breathe a little, you know, new blood into, because any of it, you know, you can, people, you know, put it on, and we need a little new help with that. So yeah, that's great to try some new things and bring some folks into the community. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
We have people that come in all year long at the Condon Bank and want and have, this is their bucket list. They've always wanted to come here, and a lot of them are like, "Dang it, I missed it," or "I will be back." So we expect the crowd this year to be really big. You know, we've done a lot of promotions. And we've done a lot of everybody's that they've done the hard work. We've just kind of helped out. There is a complete list. I've already had people coming in wanting a whole schedule of events. There's one on, I know you can find it on a Visit Coffeeville post. You can find it on a Dalton Defender page post. So like and share the Dalton Defender Days page. And that way you guys can get all the information there. But, we'll have more. We do have a few schedules available now, but they'll be more closer to the event, and we might be able to add one to the Visit Coffeeville website so that people can see it if they're going to be coming into town. So we've got a. I'm pretty excited about this year. We've got did some work on the bank. We've got new awnings up. Bank looks nice and pretty. So it'll be really good for the Dalton Defender Days event. And thank you guys for coming in today. Yeah. I forgot to email you last week and ask, so I was very happy.
No, that is great. Amy, we're going to, how about we take just a real quick break, and then we'll get back to your segment here. Let these guys get out of here. But I really do appreciate Billy and Richard, you coming on. And if there's anything else we can do as we get closer to Dalton Days, you just let us know.
Well, we appreciate you coming and letting us be here with y'all. We'll see you in a couple weeks, hopefully.
Okay, that sounds good. We're looking forward to it. All right, we'll be back with more in just a second here on KGGF. Back here on the Mighty 690, and we are joined once again by Amy Dollar, getting back to her usual chair. You're kind of in between now.
There we go. Is the camera in front of my face?
Yeah.
microphone.
The microphone is good. So,
All right.
So here we are with your normal kind of tourism and the history update, because I know you got a lot planned for us here.
Well, we do. You know, as you guys see, we do have a little bit going on in October. Fall is really a huge time for events. But before we talk about that, I wanted to make an announcement. Visit Coffeeville, we received a grant from the State of Kansas Tourism for use in first-time digital marketing. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you, TIAC, which is the Tourism Industry Association of Kansas. And thank you to the Department of Commerce for the opportunity this is giving tourism to explore different ways to promote our attractions and hotels. And coming to Coffeeville is a day trip, weekend, and vacation destination for our history, recreation, and events. So I wanted to give a shout out to them and thank you. And you guys will, hopefully we will start seeing an influx of visitors next spring and summer. And it'll do good for all of our attractions. And so when you see strangers, say hi, maybe tell them your favorite place to eat dinner.
So that grant and everything, that would be for, you know, to bring people from outside,
yes,
and you know,
yes,
that you could advertise in, you know, ways to get people from like a further away.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it's made for greater than, you know, like 50 miles away. So we have other ways that tourism does reach our local Montgomery County and Southeast Kansas area, and this will just be an additional way to reach outside people to bring them in. So we are, you guys may see, I know that you listen to radio, but if you ever want to see Alan Crone's face, I know you might turn into Channel 6 News in Tulsa, and we have a Visit Coffeeville commercial. It says, come to Coffeeville, and it's very cool. If you haven't seen it, tune in around the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, great.
Or,
well, and that's good, and because, you know, obviously you have the folks in Tulsa who may be looking for a little day trip, that sort of thing.
We have already been seeing Tulsa, Owosso, and Bartlesville day trippers. I'm always excited when they're like, oh, we're just from Bartlesville, and I'm like, not just.
Yeah.
Or oh, we're just from Tulsa. I'm like, no, that, you know, we want, you know, last September, Nick was talking to a woman we were at an event, and she had lived in Bartlesville her whole life and had never been to Coffeeville. So we want to invite our area and local people up here to see what we have to offer. So we are very excited to do that. And you guys may be in another area or be somewhere and see some of our digital marketing. And you'll see that tourism is hard at work to bring people to Coffeeville to see all of our cool stuff. And sometimes when we live here, we forget how cool it is. But Coffeyville is very cool.
So. Yeah. You know, I keep having to tell myself, you know, I watched another Western over the weekend. I'm like, you know, this was the old West, even though the movies always, like, you know, they depict it with, like, mountains and such, which is always, it's just like, how does that happen? But, well,
you know, okay, so what I'm thinking is there, you know, if you go up this way a little bit north, you know, you've got the little bit of the, I kind of like
Flint
the
hills?
Sand, yeah, or sand hills, yep. Kind of, even here off the river, and, you know, kind of by my dad's, there's, and then up there where Cedar Bluff, I'll put my hands down, up there where Cedar Bluff camped is, you know, you there's kind of a rougher, kind of a rocky trail, and I'm just thinking maybe, and like Lover's Leap over there, that's a little north of Coffeyville and south of Independence, I'm just thinking maybe that's where they, like, maybe that's what, like, before it was developed, I'm like trying to figure that out, and I'm going to quote a tourism partner of mine. And I thought this was really interesting, and I kind of did a little research. He said, you can't pick up a Louis L'Amour book without seeing Coffeyville mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we are definitely historically entertaining and interesting and a place that's of value to see. And we're not commercialized, so people love that authenticity of the bank and the plaza and Isham's. And then we have all our cool stuff. We have our new destination park, which I'm really excited about that. You know, right now it's kind of cooling off. It's a good time to go check out the new park if you have not gone.
That's great.
Yesterday was such a nice day, the day before that, so cooler weather. Go check out our new park. And then we heard from Dalton Defender Days, which we are so excited to be working with them and getting, you know, to build the event. And then let's see. Okay, so September 23rd is the Hispanic Heritage Festival at the Shrine Barn this year. It'll be the third annual. I'm super excited about this because every year the event has grown and been a little bit different. But this year it's going to be kind of in two parts. So the first part of the event is family time, and that starts at 3 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. And this part will have food vendors, face painting, kite building, like traditional kite building. I visited with one of the organizers of the event, and she kind of informed me a little bit, so I wanted to share that with everyone. It sounds like a lot of fun, but they'll be decorating your own piñata, cotton candy, and then the native dancers that we have enjoyed the previous years during their event. And then from 8 to midnight, here is their second part, which is going to be cool. This will be kind of a more grown-up portion of the event. They're going to have music and dancing and fun. It'll be from 8 to midnight, so I think that will be a lot of fun. Have kind of a dance and a little party celebration to end the event that evening. So that will be, that's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Oh, man. My grandbaby is due on the 24th.
Oh, my.
It'll be a little boy. And I just started thinking about that. That's coming up. I'm going to have to check on her and see how she's feeling.
September flies by. That's the problem with September.
Oh, and then October is even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it flies by even more because, like I said, we're going to start. We have our event time. You know, I like to go to events, not just for tourism, but because that's why I live in a town, so I can go to events. They're cool. After that, we've got September 30th is the Native American Unity Gathering, and it's held at Naffy Grounds in South Coffeyville. That's another event that's growing and welcome to the public, and it's a lot of fun. I encourage you to attend. Chris will talk about that more on her show, and then we'll talk about it next week on Fry Bread Journeys. So, and then when you are getting ready for Dalton Defender Days, you've got to come by and have an icy during Dalton Defender Days. And then we've got some cowboy hat icies for the kids or adult kids and a little plastic reusable cup if you are so inclined.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to have those available. And then we got these little cowboy loot kits and cowboy hats a little for the kids. So if they want to get into character and walk around downtown, we've got these little bags available got slap bracelets and bandanas and sticky mustaches and candy and little cool bag. I like the bags. They have dollar signs on them.
That's great.
They're my favorite. So make sure you guys come by. And if you need a t-shirt, you know, show your Coffeyville pride, come by and get you a Coffeyville t-shirt or get you a Home of the Original Icy t-shirt. We have some really cool, they have the Icy Bear on them, say Coffeyville, you know, because we are Home of the Original Icy. And then if you want to be fashionable for Dalton Days, you can come get you a Dalton's Tried t-shirt to remind everybody that we won So you can walk around, your shirt says Dalton's Tried, shows the bank. And all of this is located at 807 Walnut inside the Perkins building at the Visit Coffeeville gift shop.
Good deal. No, that's fantastic. And I also know Rotary's having their cleanup here on Saturday to try to, like, you know, get ready, I would assume, for the, you know, downtown and Dalton days and everything.
Yes. Thank you, Rotary. That is very appreciated by me as a person and tourism as a whole and everyone at the chamber and probably everyone who comes downtown. So thank you for all your efforts in cleaning up for that. And then I wanted to remind everyone about the Haunted History Tour we are offering in downtown Coffeeville. The first night will be Friday, October 13th. That's going to be the funnest night, I think, because it'll be Friday, October 13th.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of hype on that. And then it'll be offered again on the 19th and the 20th. And then the 19th will be the Spooky Libation Night for adults 21 and over. Tickets are available at the Chamber of Commerce in person or over the phone. Purchasing options are available. We'll meet at the Old Condom Bank at 8 p.m. and the spooky fun will start. We will tell factual stories of Coffeeville's darker history, tales of murder, deceit, revenge, killings, cover-ups, jilted lovers gone mad, or people just going mad in general. Those are pretty fun to read about and to tell stories about. Chris and I will be doing that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Coffeeville has been here a long time, and people are crazy, so we have a lot of really good stories fitting for this event. So get your tickets for that, and I'm going to hurry since I know I had visitors and it took longer than I normally do. And I typed up a lot of good stuff today.
Yep.
Call me at the chamber if you have any more questions about the Haunted History Tour. And then Cedar Bluff Camp, they will be hosting their Nights of Fright. I am super excited about that. They do a really good job up there. And, you know, if they can scare the same teenager multiple years in a row, I think they're, you know, doing
that's
it right.
That's a win.
Yes, yes. So everybody should take time to support that event as well. And then Brewfest is on the 14th, right across the street at the UP Park. Got the barbecue cook-off and all that other fun stuff. So I know Candy comes in and talks about that, so I won't spend too much. But I just want to remind people, if this is the only show they tune into for the month, that we definitely want to invite you all. You can't be bored in Coffeeville. You're bored, it's because you want to be.
That's right. You got it. All right. Well, Amy, appreciate the whole update here. And lots of stuff getting cranked up in the end of September and start of October.
Yes, I love spooky Halloween time. It is my favorite time of year, and Coffeeville is so old and so cool, it just makes it more fun.
That's right. It's all on the way. All right, Amy, well, we'll have you back here next Monday, a week from today, for Frybread Journeys at 9:10.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
I am excited, too.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. That is Amy Dollar here on the Mighty 690. Coming up, we do have more Open Line on the way, so keep it here.